Joining us on KMBR, it's the lefty himself. I always call him the old lefty, even though he's a kid, really. And that is Dan Runsler. Get a lot of calls about you on the show. Want to know how you're doing, what your role is, how you're feeling about it. So let's start with, first of all, physically, what kind of winter did you have and how you doing?
Good. Good winter. Just was a little shortened, obviously, with everything that happened last year. But it was prepared the same way. Came back strong, and arm feels good. And my knee's healthy, so just trying to stay healthy and get back out there again and help the team out.
Well, when you get in the batter's box now, just take a nice, easy swing.
Yeah, if they let me swing at all. I think if I do get back in there, it's going to be a take sign. So we'll see how that goes, though.
What did happen for those folks who have to refresh their memory back just before August, I think it was, when you twisted the knee?
Yeah, I was in the box, and my back leg locked on the swing, and it didn't rotate when I wanted it to, and the cleat was stuck in the dirt. And as I turned, my knee dislocated with me, so came out of place and tore some ligaments in there, so it kind of sidelined me for a while.
How hard is it for an athlete to get back in the groove when you have an injury like that?
I don't know. I think it's more mentally than, I mean, physically you want to get back, but it's just trying to stay positive mentally. And I took every day, I just tried to get healthier every day and set a timetable for myself to make sure that I got healthy again. And mentally I just kept myself around the game and told myself that it was going to get better, and it ended up getting better quicker, so it was good.
Is it, Dan Runsler with us talking about the injury last August. Is it like going through spring training again where you have to build up the arm strength? I realize you're a relief pitcher. You only need 8 or 9 innings, you know, of spring training to get ready. But is it like spring training?
Yeah, everything. I mean, because, you know, when one thing's hurt, you know, it's going to affect other things. So I couldn't throw while my knee was hurt, and so I had to rebuild my arm strength again. That's why I had to go down and do some rehab innings. So it's kind of like, yeah, rehabbing that and getting your arm back into shape, and also your other leg suffers too because it becomes stronger than the one that's hurt. So it's just kind of, it's all different, but I got with it and got after it, and it all ended up working out for the best.
All right, good. Well, that's good news. Out here in spring training now, Dan Runsler with us. All right, take us through your role now. As I say, we got a lot of calls about you and where you fit in on this team, because last year at this point I said, well, if Brian Wilson has a problem, you're the closer. Boy, what a difference a year makes. So where are you now? What's going on with you?
They have me right now. They're starting to lengthen me out and become sort of a long reliever role, and That's great for me. I threw 2 innings the other day, and I'm going to throw 2 innings again and hopefully get out to 3 or 4 innings just to become sort of a long reliever. But they also said that if anything does happen, that they would put me right back in the back end of the pen. So it's kind of, I'm kind of like a hybrid, I guess. They told me just kind of go wherever they need me. But for right now, I'm just trying to lengthen it out and get my stamina up. But it's exciting for me. It's a new thing. I've never done it before. And With the great arms we have from top to bottom in this pen and on the staff, it's a great place to be, I think.
Well, the last game I saw you pitch, a couple of strikeouts into the high fastball. You had people chasing that. It was nice to see it. That looked like a pretty good outing.
Yeah, no, I felt good. I felt strong. Felt attacking hitters, attacking the strike zone. So it's good to build off of. Got to get still got to learn from every outing and try and get better and get the arm speed back up to shape. And so I'm excited about it.
Yeah, I think George Gutierrez was the only one who took you out, the left-handed hitting. I couldn't believe it. A lefty takes you out. Come on.
That was the first time I've ever given up a home run to a lefty, you know. But, you know, it is what it is. Spring training, you got to learn. And so I learned from it and move on from that. So it's an experience, I guess, you learn from.
All right, people talk about the potential of becoming a starting pitcher. Obviously, that, you know, it's been written about. Is that in the wings for you, perhaps? And how do you feel about that?
I haven't heard anything from the coaching staff or anything. I mean, it's all what's been written and stuff like that. So, but if they asked me to do it, I would, you know, do anything that whatever they need to help the team out. So if they want me to start a little bit, I could see myself, you know, trying it out. And I just take it kind of as a new adventure for me. And but for right now, I'm just going to do whatever they tell me. And right now, it's the long reliever role. So.
Yeah, long reliever role, you know, it's an important role, third, fourth inning. You want to hold them. Look, we saw it in Game 6 of the playoff against the Phillies when Affeldt came in and Bumgarner. That was classic long relief, even though it was a couple innings at a time. But different for you. I mean, you know, you come in 1 inning, and here it comes, try to hit it. You got to go 3 or 4 innings. You have to throw different things.
Yeah, it's more about pacing yourself and just working different pitches in there, getting not just the fastball, but locating with other pitches and whatnot. So It's new. It's different too, coming in and having to sit and go back out. That's something that I'm trying to learn right now, is keeping focus in between innings, because usually it's one and that's about it for me. So keeping the focus, it's a new something to learn, but I'm learning. I talk to other starters about it, just how their demeanor in between innings, and so I've been learning a lot, and just I guess you kind of learn by experience. So the more I do it, the more I'll learn.
Yeah, what do you do between innings? Because you're right. As a reliever, you come in, you throw you one inning, and grab the jacket, and we'll see you later. Here, you actually have to do something.
Yeah, well, it's kind of the same thing. You just got to come in here and take a seat. You have your glass of water or whatever have you, a towel, and everyone's got their own thing. But kind of just looking out there, knowing who's coming up the next inning, knowing what your plan is, and not, you know, kind of walking around and talking to guys, just kind of looking out there and knowing that you got to head back out there and stay focused for as much as you have to. So I've been doing well at it. It's new for me, but I like it, and it's a lot of fun.
All right, so what's your repertoire of pitches? I know the fastball. What else do you throw here?
I got the slider still, and I've been developing the changeup more and more, throwing it more. It's going to help me out, I think, earlier in counts to get quicker outs. So I've been working the changeup in there. So fastball, slider, and changeup are the three I've been going to for right now.
Yeah, boy, the fastball. People love to live off the fastball, right?
I like it. I mean, our team's kind of fastball-oriented, I think. And then they say it's the best pitch in baseball. You know, it's a well-located fastball. And we're kind of a team that attacks hitters with our fastball. So it's good to be part of a staff like that. And you see a bunch of great pitchers who, you know, have the fastball, and it's being confident with that and throwing your other pitches off of the fastball. So that's if you can establish fastball and your fastball command, that's a big deal.
Yeah, it is. Boy, you like spring training?
I do. I love spring training out here. You know, it's great to see all the fans. It's unbelievable to see all the turnouts we've had just from last year to this year. And, you know, the media and everything, it's been great. The guys are all back again. Everyone's trying to get back in the mix and get back into it. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is, boy. The games really don't count. They count for you because you want to do well, but at least the wins and losses don't matter. Danny, thanks so much. Dan Runza, I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.